From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Isabel Lohman. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is standing firm that there will be no special legislative session on gun violence. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jacqueline Driscoll reports, the governor isn't convinced anything would be accomplished.
Parson summoned lawmakers back for a special session to run concurrently with the veto session next month for a car sales tax technicality. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus asked the governor to add gun violence to the list, but Parson rejected the idea on Tuesday. He reiterated that on Wednesday.
Special session, you want to do something a limited time that you think you can get a fix to. I'm not for sure you gain anything by a special session on the gun violence.
Parson proposed increased highway patrol and finding more funding streams to help with gun violence, but says it should be saved for the regular legislative session. The cost of this special session is expected to be around $16,000. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A St. Louis-based organization is suing the state of Missouri and its Office of Administration over what it says is an unequal application of the state's Sunshine Law. The lawsuit filed yesterday by the Show Me Institute centers on names and other information about public employees that the Office of Administration gives to the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The Show Me Institute says when it filed a public records request seeking the same information, it received copies with about 90% of the information redacted. Missouri is getting a more than $20 million federal grant to replace deteriorating bridges. Governor Mike Parson's office announced this morning the $20.7 million grant will pay to replace 40 bridges in northern Missouri. State bridge engineer Dennis Heckman says the bridges slated for repair are on average 77 years old. Parson's office says the bridges are in poor condition, have weight restrictions, and are one lane wide but support two-way traffic. The administration says replacing them will end current detours and prevent future ones. Parson says the bridges north of I-70 are also critical in transporting Missouri agricultural products. He says repairs will allow farmers to compete globally. Several hundred people turned out for a town hall meeting to address rampant gun violence in St. Louis, and emotions boiled over. Democratic U.S. Representative William Lacey Clay and the St. Louis Aldermanic Black Caucus hosted the event yesterday at Harris Stowe State University amid an upsurge in homicides in St. Louis. The city has already seen at least 134 killings this year, compared to 119 at the same time in 2018. Even more troubling has been a trend toward children being the victims of these killings. At least a dozen children have been killed since April. Four children were homicide victims for all of 2018. At one point, a man stood up and yelled that city officials weren't doing enough to curb the violence. He had to be escorted out. I'm Isabel Lohman, KBIA News, Columbia.